What kind of cancer did you have, if you want to mention it?
Sure. I had Hodgkin's disease when I was 11 years old.
Wow, 11.
11, and I had a course of radiation therapy. I had a recurrence a year later and had a round of chemotherapy, and I've been cancer-free ever since.
What kind of chemotherapy?
It was a MOP-type regimen. It was a variation on MOP.
Wow. I mean, before we get back to colon cancer, I've just got to ask you, what was it like to go through that at that age?
I'm glad I went through it at that age compared to this age, because at 11 years old, I didn't have a sense of my own mortality.
Wow.
There was no question to me that I was going to get through this and was going to make it. I have children now, and I think about what it must have been like to my parents to go through this. And my parents were incredible. They never showed a single sign of weakness to me, but I know that once I went to bed at night, they had, you know, many, many difficult nights. And so for me, I was fortunate. I was treated at Mayo Clinic, and everything has gone great.
What was the chemotherapy like?
Chemotherapy was relatively toxic. Had a lot of vomiting, some diarrhea, a lot of fatigue, had to delay some cycles, but got through it. It was a full year. Had a lot of problems with neutropenia, I remember it. That wasn't meaningful to me at the time, but I know that caused me some delays as well.
What was it like dealing with friends or family? Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, my brother was actually, in an odd way, somewhat jealous of me because I got so much attention. He was 9, and I got, you know, all these people came and visited me. They brought me presents and flowers and candy, and he didn't get any of it. And so he was a little bit jealous. My friends were all very supportive. They helped me out at school. I remember I was playing football in 5th grade, and it was in the middle of the year that I had to quit because I was getting radiation therapy at the time, and they said, well, you can't be out there playing football. And so I quit playing football, but I stayed on the sidelines every game. And then the last game of the year, the last play of the year, they put me on the field. They just put a helmet on me and shoulder pads. And I went out on the field, and I just stood on the side, and they ran the play, and then afterwards they all came over and, like, picked me up and stuff. I mean, it was just outstanding. It was like a scene out of a movie almost.
That's wild. But where were you living?
In Rochester, Minnesota, actually, at the time.
Wow. So that's really fascinating. Did that kind of lead into your interest in cancer therapy?
I would have to say yes.
Seems like it.
You know, it's not like at 11 years old I said, I'm going to become a cancer doc, but it certainly piqued my interest, and all along that was something where I'd consider, you know, how can I do something? I think what it really made me do is I realized I had to do something that would help people, and I am a statistician, right? So I didn't go through medical training, but I knew because I do have a real interest and I guess some talent at numbers, but all along it was, how can I use that as a tool to actually help people instead of sitting in some ivory tower doing my academic work?
That's a really amazing story. When you think about it, I mean, you're just kind of getting started on a lot of these things, I'm sure. But, you know, just what has happened in terms of colon cancer in the last 4 years, it's pretty impressive in terms of, you know, we can talk about the strategy of getting oxaliplatin to patients and the fact that fewer people now have been relapsing. And I guess if we had just continued to wait for survival, actually, we're not even quite there yet.
That's
because
right.
Yesterday, those numbers were still a little bit not quite under 0.05. I think it was 0.05 something something.
0.057, that's right. So absolutely, I think that
it might still not be approved.
It may still not be approved today as opposed to being approved in 2004. I do think the data still suggests that in the long term, there will be eventually a significant overall survival benefit because there's still a difference in patients alive after relapse between the two arms in the clinical trial.